Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a game day Thursday, Texans game day. Because the Texans are in action, 7:15. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610 with, of course, the usual suspects, Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, John Harris on sideline duty, all that fun stuff. And, of course, Texans countdown starts with Sean and Seth at 4:15. So you'll get us. We'll hand it off to the fellas of the drive. They'll get a truncated version of their program and then into more football because, I mean, football don't stop here on Sports Radio 610. And it doesn't stop either on the Sports Radio 610 YouTube. It's one of the things you can get us a lot of different places, various different streaming apps, whether it's the Odyssey app, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, all those different places. You can hit your smart speaker. But one of the things we love is the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams on the YouTube page and the Twitch chat. And on the YouTube page, y'all are in there having quite the conversation after the news that Joe Mixon is not expected to play for the rest of the season per Ian Rappaport. And they're doing the thing where they're like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. Do the Texans now draft a running back next year? And someone said something that clearly caught your attention.
Yeah, he said there's someone, who was it? No offense.
You don't have to, no names.
Frank.
Well, okay. I don't think that's his real name.
there's not a really good running back in the draft. Have you seen Jeremiah Love?
He's so good.
That's Texans Twitter favorite person right now, so man.
He's so good.
He is... stud. Absolute stud.
I do wonder if our friend Frank there, whose name you have now put out that I did not anticipate you doing, if his perspective was, well, I mean, it's a running back, but he is Love. Like, he is in the bucket that you put the likes of, like, Bijan Robinson, where you go, if you want to take him early, go ahead. It's not going to hurt because he is that level of player all the way around. The only question I will ask you, John Lopez, is – because compared to, I think, other running backs, you go, yeah, bidding starts like 15, right? When we start, because, again, running back value propositions, all those things that we don't have to talk about right now because it's not draft season. But do you think that teams might be a little skittish after the Ashton Dente number, what was that, 6 overall to the Raiders and the way that that has gone there in Las Vegas? You think that that might cause teams to be a little skittish where that could push Julian Love without talking about it in the Texas-specific way, but – could that push Julian Love a little bit more to the middle of the round?
I think only if you're foolish or you're seeing things that aren't there. Number one, Ashton Gentry does not have any semblance of an offensive line. I mean, you know, nothing.
Not even the imagination of an offensive line. Not even cave drawings of an offensive line. Do you understand where I'm getting at?
Makes the Texans' offensive line look like the mid-90s Cowboys. Number two.
The Great Wall of Dallas.
Number two, Gentry does have, you know, a couple of questions, you know, coming in that seem to be somewhat affecting him now, size being the number one thing. And Jeremiah Love, I'd be cool with Team X, let's just say, not even necessarily the Texans, trading up to get Jeremiah Love.
Interesting.
He's that good.
First round talent?
Yes.
Without question, first round.
He is that good.
Absolutely.
How far up in the first round?
That's what we were just talking about.
Into the top 15? Into the top 10?
You're not gonna hear a lot of questions from me. Of course, I've also been I've been in close proximity to Sean Pendergast, who has been doing the work
for 2 years. No, against the Aggies.
Right. I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm just saying that I've heard a lot. So like, I'm going to be on the higher end of the evaluation curve right at this moment. For Julian Love. But yeah, that's I love the conversations that happen in the live streams. So definitely another place to enjoy. I said Julian. I'm mixing him with Julian. Or is it who am I? All right, I don't know why I'm doing there.
Who the hell is Julian Love?
What am I doing? Is that Julian Sand that I'm doing that with? Is that what's happening there?
Was there a Julian Love? It kind of sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar.
I don't know what I'm doing. What's Sand's first name? Is it Julian?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Julian what I'm doing. Sand. Okay, that's what's happening there.
That's a quarterback. White quarterback?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see color, Fig. I want you to understand that. I'm a man of the people. Speaking of this game, though, there was Deion Dawkins is going to be a name that you need to know in this game. Deion Dawkins is a fantastic left tackle for the Buffalo Bills, who is going to have his work cut out for him in this one. But he was asked about Josh Allen and the interesting history that he has playing, not just against the Houston Texans, but particularly here at NRG Stadium. This was the conversation that Deion Dawkins had.
You're talking about going to Houston?
Specifically in Houston. Yeah.
Right, because we have played some games there, right? Like, we had the playoff game that one year, right? 19, right? That's what you're talking about. They had J.J. Watt. That was a minute ago, yes. I didn't even think about that. Okay. I didn't even think about it, but we have played some weird games. You know, it kind of feels like our first game was last year there because the entity of that team is different. Right? Like, we went there last year, they had Diggs. It was like a rivalry thing. Oh, Diggs is there, da da da. So it kind of threw all of that other stuff away. But now that you say that, I would say overall, not really, because the energy from year to year and week to week changes, bro. It changes like drastically. And when you have players like over there that you used to like play with, it kind of starts a whole new slate.
First of all, how awesome is his thoughtfulness in this answer?
Oh, Deion's great.
I mean, just
him in front of a microphone is always incredible. In fact, he was one of those. Yeah. Who was it that we? Because remember when the top NFL Top 100 was going, we'd play some of the vignettes that they put. It was one of the defensive backs here that Deion Dawkins is like. He's in the video. I'm like, why are they having Deion Dawkins talk about him? I'm like, because Deion Dawkins is great. I love hearing him talk.
He was like thinking about the questions. Going, you mean this?
Mean in Houston, in that stadium?
It's like the question wasn't that hard, big dog.
And what do you say? Not the dynamic, but he was basically saying the dynamic changes every year and all that. Then he went to specifics about, you know, Stephon Diggs and all. I was like, this dude, I would love to chat with him for a good 30, 40 minutes and just get his...
Just go in the locker room after the game. I'm sure he'll be happy to talk.
Views on life. Depends on if they win or lose. But in terms of having their number, I think there is something to every year is different. Because like someone was saying, well, the Bills are 8-0 on Thursday nights. I'd never put a lot of stock into that. And by the way, they are 8-0, but I don't care.
Oh, no.
I don't care.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't care.
Uh-oh.
I don't care about that.
Here we go.
And I actually, the only game that matters of all the crazy games against the Bills, remember Deshaun Watson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
I was even thinking
because that was the 2019 playoff game.
It was, yep. Yeah.
And I felt like that was an early Josh Allen right there. I think you had Sean McDermott too.
Yeah.
But that Texans team is a whole different team now. Exactly. Nobody, I think Kaimi is the only one on that team.
Yeah. So this whole concept of the Texans have kind of had their number in this building, I don't buy that. I don't buy the Bills being a whole different team on Thursday night. I don't buy that. And to a smaller degree, because I do buy some of last year. You know, he referenced last year and how it's much different. That's where I'm kind of not on the same page as him. This defense is better, and this defense is doing the same things that it did last year. You know, he's going to try to do the same things it did last year against Josh Allen.
I do feel like it could be a bit of a mental thing mm-hmm. too, as far as on the Bills side, mm-hmm. that they every time they come to Houston they can't get a win. That's kind of like whenever Houston go to Baltimore, mm-hmm. it's like, man, we cannot win in Baltimore no matter what year it is.
Yeah,
is it a thing if Deion Dawkins, who I don't think is kidding in that audio,
yeah.
if Deion Dawkins, who is a veteran of this team, like he has not been in other places. He's one of the guys that they turn to. If he ain't even realize it, where it's like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. I don't know how much that mental portion of it is, but I do think that last game.
Last year matters.
Something. Yeah, that one mattered more than any other one.
They are not forgetting that.
Mm-hmm.
That is in their minds. That is a 9-of-30 performance for Josh Allen with only one touchdown. He did only have one sack, but it was for 5 yards, mm-hmm. right? Like it was just the one sack there. I do think that matters, and I kind of want to talk about it because I feel like the matchup, you talked about it coming into this show.
Mm-hmm.
Running the football is going to be important on both sides of the football. I think that, though, Josh Allen versus the secondary is going to be super important because I think in the game that we saw week 5 last year, because I went and I was just like going and watching stuff, mm-hmm. went through my notes. This Texans team played a lot of man.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily their MO. They played man on about 60% of the downs.
Yeah.
And I do wonder, like, secondary-wise, Is there enough change there? Because you're dealing with some backups both with in your slot mm-hmm. or your nickel spot.
Hell, and then also two guys up today.
The other safety, and that's what I wanted to get to, right? Because you had a couple of guys coming up from the practice squad, one of who I very much anticipate has an opportunity to play big minutes. Jalen Mills, mm-hmm. who he played a lot of that second deep safety against the Titans when you were playing a lot of cover two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny Carter, who is a defensive back. He's a Houston kid. He just ended up on the team. He will be called up. But that is a stacking of your secondary in a way that seems like the Texans are aware that they're going to need bodies mm-hmm. to face off against Josh Allen. How confident or what are you interested in that particular matchup, the secondary versus Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen had some drops last year. He was kind of uncharacteristically inaccurate in that season, in that game. And that's one of those things that's going to matter in a great deal, especially with the explosive nature of how the Bills can be explosive if they connect.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as much as Deion Dawkins was like, oh, yeah, you know who hasn't forgotten is Josh Allen. And I think that's going to be very key. I also think it goes back to our discussion to open the show this morning. I think depending on how well they run and he runs in particular is going to be the world of difference for them. Like, absolute world of difference, because they don't have a lot of what you would call, you know, top-tier receivers. But, boy, it gets a lot easier if Josh Allen is on the move and has, you know, pops off a couple of, you know, 8 or 10 yard runs here and there. Gets a lot easier for him. I actually think, and last week, they did it a lot more. They haven't really called a lot of designed runs for Josh Allen.
Right.
We will see designed runs for Josh Allen today. We absolutely will. I that's something I would bet on, simply because that loosens up some of the stuff that he's going to be seeing in the secondary, maybe extends plays, maybe gets them in out of a particular defense, particularly man, even though I expect they're going to go heavy zone. We're going to see more designed runs. And Josh Allen remembers. And the other thing that's a factor, I don't know how big a factor, but it might be pretty big. I think Josh Allen had a concussion last year in that game.
Yeah.
You know, it was so unlike him. It was an MVP year.
And that was one of the things that happened in that game. Because, again, I was going back, watching some mm-hmm. things. A lot of third downs, they were really bad on third down.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, third and 14 on third down in that game, week 5 last year, the Bills were. And there was a lot of third and long. And then one of the plays where Josh Allen did scramble, was a Petrie unnecessary roughness where he hit him. And I think that might have been the place where you go, ooh, is he dealing with a concussion? That's something that's worth noting with this. I'm interested to see if they do, because I'm with you. I do think that it would be logical for them to have the history of that game last year and look at this year and go, that defense, you have to throw different things out them, make them think about it. And
exactly.
But if they do have those in design runs, I'm very intrigued to see how that happens, because I do think in watching last year's game that playing a lot of man might actually be something they need to do. I was talking about zone, but this is a Bills team that are not good when it comes to man. Like, especially with the, they don't have man beaters.
Yeah, Shakir, that's it.
Who are the receivers that they go to in a man type circumstance where you go, we're one up and I trust my guy to win there. They don't have them. So if you play zone in order to stop Josh Allen from running, you're actually opening up a can of worms that I don't think you want, which is allowing wide receivers who are not as good to get opportunities and spaces to catch the ball. I actually think that this should be a largely man.
But if you play man, what's the counterpoint? Quarterback run with that big old dude. I almost said a bad word.
Yeah.
With that big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where the possibility of spy obviously comes up. But I think also design run, that might be fine in the context of when they get into like their big 22 personnel, because they don't use six offensive linemen like the trend has been happening in the NFL. They'll pull in their two tight ends, two running backs. They'll get big with it. And I do wonder if they run in those contexts, if you can just do the thing that you normally do, which is get yourself in base maybe, or even just pull those guys in and then have to make sure that you are just gap sound and you wrap up and make sure to bring them down, if that can't be the way that you kind of counter some of that. But I think that that's one of the things I'm looking at year to year. But yeah, that the secondary versus Josh Allen, I think that that is going to be a very interesting matchup within this, outside of, you know, the run game. But it's yet another thing that they have to keep their eyes on. And I'm encouraged, though, in this matchup, even as you're dealing with some secondary player, or some fill-in players or whatever, for lack of a better term, in your secondary. I don't know if you saw this. Ben Solak of ESPN had a feature piece with Derek Stingley Jr. that he released this morning. It was from West Virginia training camp. And the thing that's super encouraging, it's not novel because we kind of know this about Stingley, but Solak talking to Stingley wanted to talk about the interceptions that he made. Stingley wanted to talk about the interceptions that he almost made, right? He wanted to talk about those plays. And I think that that is, one, very indicative of him, but indicative of this defense as a whole. And I think the secondary, I think that there's been instances this year that a play has not been made. And I think that this defense and D'Amico will let you know that. And they are not buying into the Kool-Aid of we are just stopping everybody, we have the lowest points. I think that they are still very much hard on themselves in the idea of we want to make sure that we take the ball away. We want to make sure
the
that
last
we,
few games that's been their absolute, you know, kind of calling card in some of these games.
And so I think that that's going to be chief on their minds, especially against the Josh Allen in the circumstance, which I think is another reason why I think they take on the challenge of let me lock these guys down in a man context.
You almost have to win this game. And we understand, you know, the Texans are playing better football, back to 500. This is a different animal. You know, you look at some of the quarterbacks that they've beaten, and we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, versus some of the quarterbacks that they've lost to. They've lost to the good ones, you know, this year. And Josh Allen is about as good as you can get.
Yeah, so that's another way where would you agree with me that this
have to.
This is actually, I think this is actually the bigger, because I think this gets more difficult if you can't stop the run. But I think that this is almost as big of a matchup there. That secondary with Miles Bryant having to handle a good amount of situation. I'm interested to see if last week was just the Tennessee Titans felt like that was their best chance, or if this is going to be something like the scab that teams keep picking at, looking at Miles Bryant and going, oh, that's somebody that we can attack, or if Jalen Mills, who
they're
going to
try
if they have the capability of doing that. So that's going to be very, very intriguing to me at NRG Stadium tonight, 7:15, when the Texans take on the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football, which, mind you, I saw someone ask, because it is Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. It will also be locally Fox 26 if you're looking for it on the television, but you will always, always hear the Texans right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. Let's do some Lunchtime Confessions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.